Hilchas Secher, the laws related to a person renting. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, Halacha Aleph, Michleles Behilchas Pikodin, Halacha Aleph, Ubehilchas Umnin, Halacha Aleph Ois Dalib. The first discussion on this topic, he's saying, has already been covered in the laws of Pikodin, chapter 1, and in the laws of Umnin, chapter 1, paragraph 4. So therefore, he's going to call this discussion that we're going to have now Halacha Beis, second discussion on this topic. Hasoicher dinoi kishemer socher. The Shulchan Aruch says that a person who rents something has the same responsibility as a person who's being paid to watch something. Shechaya begneva vaveda. If the article is stolen or lost, he's liable. Upotur boinsin. Whereas if the article becomes harmed, if armed robbers come to take the thing away, or other circumstances, you know, out of a person's control, he's going to be potter in those cases. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says that this chapter is going to be based al pi ha-maimer ha-maschil tiku b'chodesh shofar. This is based on a chapter in Likutei Moran, which is on the pasuk tiku b'chodesh shofar b'keslam chagenu, and lahamshich sholom boilam. The chapter in Likutei Moran speaks about bringing peace into the world, bringing about world peace. B'sefer Likutei Moran Horishen, Simen Yud Dalet, Ayin Shom, chapter 14 in the first half of Likutei Moran. Ayin Shom Kol HaMaimar Mitchilosei L'Soifoi. Study that chapter from beginning to end, as a preview to this. U'Bekitzur, briefly, Rabbein Ezal says over there, Kimi Sheroitze L'Hamshich Sholoim Boilam, that a person who wants to bring peace into the world, Tzorich lahalois ha'esakovoid l'sharoshoi, has to be able to elevate kovoid to its source, to its root, dahainu liyira, which is to fear. And Rabbein Ezal explains over there, I'll give it to you in brief. Rabbein Ezal quotes a pasuk liyira es hashem hanichbod. There's a pasuk that says that we should have respect and fear for Hashem's honorable name. So that pasuk puts kovoid together with yira. And Rabbein Ezal, in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, speaks about having respect for those who have true yiras Hashem. He quotes, Ves yirei Hashem yechabed, to give the proper respect to those who are the true yirei Hashem. That's the real tikkun for kovoid and for yira. And Rabbein Ezal explains over there that the only way that a person really elevates respect is through Torah's Chesed, through a Torah of kindness, which means sharing one's Torah with other people, specifically people that are far from Hashem, whether it be Gerim or Balei Tshuva, getting them to do Tshuva. That's the thing that elevates Hashem's kovoid more so than anything else. As the Zohar HaKadosh gives the classic example from Yisroi, that when Yisroi came to join the Jewish people, that was a tremendous kovoid to Hashem. Rabbein Ezal says over there that it's impossible to arouse and inspire Balei Tshuva or Gerim to come close to Hashem other than through Torah. He quotes a pasuk, Yofutzu Mainoisecho Chutza, that in order to take those people that are Bachutz and reach them, you need the Mayonois, you need the wellsprings of Torah. There's no shortcuts and there's no alternate method. In order to be Mekarev people to Hashem, you need the Torah. Ki al yidei ha-toyro ma'oirim zivugei ha-nefoshois she-shoroshom b'machshovot chila. Rabbein Ezal there goes into a little bit of heavy stuff where he says that by reading the letters of the Torah and the words of the Torah, you push certain buttons in heaven that cause zivugei nefoshois, that cause certain souls that are matching souls to become activated and united, whose origin is within the thought of Hashem kaviyochel, and that causes people to become, to do tshuva or to convert. We're not going to go into the full detail of this, But Rabbeinu Zal over there knows, we know on a basic, on a practical level, that usually when you want to be Mekar of people to Hashem, you do it eventually by teaching them Torah. First you make a connection with them, a friendship, this, that, and then the Kiruv is mostly through Torah. However, Rabbeinu Zal over there goes into the Kabbalistic end of it, or the spiritual end of it, showing how there's a connection between the words of Torah that you're learning and the neshamos, certain neshamos making connections that cause certain, you know, produce, certain things to be produced, certain results. And because this causes Hashem's kavod to be heightened, when the kavod is heightened, where does it get heightened to? It gets lifted up to the level called Yira. Validei ha-yira nase sholoim ha-proti bein ha-guf va-nefesh. And when a person is zoche to fill the area called yira, that leads to a personal sholoim, a sholoim between the person, within oneself, between body and soul. Because Rabbeinu Zal quotes the pasuk, ki ein machsor li-reyov, that those who have fear of Hashem, b'shlemus, ein machsor, there's nothing lacking for them, which means they have shlemus. And shlemus, Rabbeinu Zal says over there, is synonymous with sholoim. Sholem and sholoim over there, Rabbeinu Zal uses interchangeably. Vayidei ha-sholem ha-proti yecholem l'spalel. And when a Jew experiences peace between his own guf and neshama, then he's able to daven properly. Vayidei ha-tfila nase ha-sholem ha-kloli. And when the tefillah is proper, it's able to affect a world peace. Shalom b'chol ho'ilomo is not just in this world, but in all the worlds. Vazai kol habriyos marachamim echad al chaveroi kemoshiel osid. And when this world peace is activated, then all people, all of humanity, and all of creation starts feeling pity for each other and starts wanting to help each other. As is described in the future, Sheyia Sholoim Hamufla Boilam, where there's going to be a wondrous peace in the world, Kamashikosu Vigor Zevim Keves Venomer Mgdi Yachtov, that the wolf and the sheep are going to live together in peace, and the leopard and the goat, Lo Yoreyu Velo Yashchisu, no one is going to harm anybody else. Ayin Shom Kol Zehete. Look this up over there in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this and shows all the connections between Kavoid and Yira, and between Yira and Sholoim, and between Sholoim Proti leading to Tfila, and Tfila leading to Sholoim Kloli. V'isa Shom Al Maimo Rabba Bar Bar Chono. And Rabbeinu Zal over there explains one of the stories of Rabba Bar Bar Chono, where it says that he was in a certain place, and Shakilto Lesaltoi, I took my flour, a certain bag of flour that he had, Va'anachso Bekafsa Derakia, and I put it on a windowsill in heaven. And then he says, when he turned around later, it wasn't there anymore. So he asked, are there thieves up here? So they told him, no, if you'll come back shortly, you might find it. They told him it's a certain cycle that takes place here where things spin around. And if you'll come back in a little while, you might find it in the same place where you left it. Rabbeinu Zal over there says that when it says that he took his flour and he placed it on the windows in heaven, flour normally refers to parnosa, bread. Saltoi, soilus, refers to a person's bread, which is synonymous with parnosa. Rabbeinu Zal over there speaks about the fact that a Jew is supposed to try to reach a certain level where even though a Jew is permitted to and supposed to daven for gashmius, but still there are tzaddikim who are on such a level that even when they're mentioning gashmius items in tefillah, they don't have the physical item in mind as much as the spiritual. For example, when they say the Brochen Shmon Esrei for refuah, they're not thinking of physical health so much as a refuah for the soul, a refuah sanefesh. And when they're asking for parnosa, they're not asking for physical food as much as they're asking for spiritual food, soul food, you know, the food for the neshama. So Rabbeinu Zal says over there, ki afilu hatfilos hamefuroshim betfila letzorech haguf, even those prayers which are in the Shmon Esrei, which seem to be referring to the needs of the body, kegoin refoenu uborech aleinu, tzorech lechavim bohem gamkein rak avur tzorche haneshama. The person should try to be zeche to a madrega, where even when he's saying those things, he has in mind only the neshama, Dehainu al parnosas haneshama urifuasa. Ayin sham ze kol ze heite. Look this all up in Likutei Moran. These are highlights from that chapter in Likutei Moran. Now let's see how Rav Nosson Zal is going to introduce this to the topic of Shomrim. Vihine ikra hashmira min ha-hezekois walidei shemamshichim sholom boilam. Rabbi Nazal says, the main ability for a person to protect themselves from having themselves or their possessions harmed in any way is caused by bringing about world peace. When there'll be such a madrega, when the world will be totally at peace with each other, all humans and all animals and everything, then everything will be fully protected. Nothing will be, nobody will have to worry about anything being harmed or stolen or anything like that. Kamoi sheyelos, that as is going to be in the future, she'oz yihye hasholoim hamufla boilam. Then there's going to be that wondrous peace in the world. Va'oz yizbatlu kol ha-hezekoi sheboilam. And then all forms of damage or harm are going to be eliminated. Kamoi shekosov, as it says, v'gor zeivim keves, the wolf and the sheep will live together, lo yoreyu v'lo yashchisu. And nobody's going to do any bad or any destruction to anybody else. Because then, even among the animals and the wild animals, there's going to be a level of peace to the extent where no one's going to harm anybody else. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, usually when things are harmed, when someone harms someone else, it's a result of anger or disagreement. That's the root of all forms of damage and harm in the world. Whereas when you have the opposite of kas and machloikas, which is shalom, then all forms of damage and destruction are eliminated. Nimtzo shekol hashomrim tzrichim lahamshich shalom boilam kidei sheizbatlu kol minei hezekos haboim mikas umachloikas hepech hashalom. So Rav Nosson Zal now is giving us a whole different outlook on this. A Jew who assumes the responsibility to watch something for somebody else, obviously what's being asked of that Jew on a spiritual level is for that Jew to make a major donation to world peace. If he'll make a proper deposit in the bank of world peace, then this thing that he's being responsible to watch over will be watched, will be fully protected. Because to the extent that there is world peace achieved, to that extent everything is protected. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki ikra achiza sasitrachra, shemishom boim kol mine hezekois, hu mebechinas machlekes bekas, shem bechinas dinim. Because the main item that allows the sitrachra to take hold or to have a place is only when there's kas or machloikas, which is synonymous with dinim, then the sitrachra can exist there and can do its thing. Whereas if there is no kas or machloikas in a place, the sitrachra is unwelcome and has no place there. Aval al yidei sholoim, whereas when peace is achieved, bechinas rachamim, which goes together with kindness, shekol echot marachim al chaveroi, when people are at peace with each other, they feel pity for each other, nizbate lachizas ha-sitrachra, the hold of the sitrachra is eliminated, v'nizbatlim kol mine hezekois hanimshoch mehem, and all types of damage and harm which come from the sitrachra are also eliminated. That possibility is eliminated. Now, Rabbi Nazal says over there, so Rabbi Nosson Zal has showed us that if you want to be a good shomer, one of the best ways to do it is to understand the concept of shalom haklali, world peace, and to try to get to that madrega by eliminating any kas or machlikas from yourself and getting to a state where you're totally at peace with everybody, etc. Now, Rabbi Nazal says in Likutei Moran, Ulaham Shech Sholoim, in order for a person to draw this piece, Hualidei Ha'olas HaKovoid L'Sharoshoi, you need to be able to elevate Kovoid to its source, L'Bechinas Yira, which is Yira. And Rabbi Nazal always said, quotes a pasuk over there, L'Yira Es Hashem HaNichbod, Or the Es Yirei Hashem Yechabed, he quotes a few psukim that show that Kovoid, which is synonymous with Malchus, which is the lowest sphera, and it's something that's movable, it rotates, just like a wife. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the wife of a person could either be on bottom of her husband, or equal to her husband, or above her husband. There's a term, Eshes Chayil, Ateres Baal. A woman of valor is the crown on her husband's head, which means a crown is worn on top of. The Zohar HaKadosh gives the example of the letter Vav with a Chirik. A Chirik represents Malchus, Rabbi Nezal brings it in Torah Vav, and the Vav represents the male, Zeranpin. So sometimes you have the possibility of a dot under a Vav, you have the dot in middle of the Vav, which is the U sound, and you have the dot above the Vav, which is the Oi sound. And the Tikkun Zohar explains that that's this concept of the Malchus going from on bottom to equal to above. Depending on what actions we perform, depending on what we do, we can take the Shechina from below to equal to above. That kind of levels.
Why wouldn't you want it to be above? Isn't the place of the Malchus always in the last sphere?
It seems not. It seems that there's a certain Tikkun HaMalchus where you know, like the Tikkun of a wife. The highest madrega that she could possibly reach is where when she becomes Ateres Bala. We know that Malchus and Keser are synonymous in a sense. Ani Rishoin va'ani Achroin. There's a pasuk, Ani Rishoin va'ani Achroin. Ani is the Malchus, Ani Ladoidi, and Ayin, same letters, is Keser. In the Zohar Kodesh, there's a lot of discussion about this. You know,
doesn't the Gemara say to step down, a man should step down
to his wife? Yes. Yes, true.
And is it the man supposed to be like the das and the woman is like to receive and everything?
Definitely, but there are certain things whereby if she does her part properly, she can rise to be what the Torah calls Ateres Baala. And again,
is it dependent on the husband, dependent on the wife? Isn't it dependent on him getting her covered? The more covered he gets, then she rises her up.
I think that's also true. I think that, yeah.
So what part does the woman play in terms of her own people? So what does she have to do in order to rise up to her?
The Gemara says they get credit for, number one, taking care, bringing the children to yeshiva, and waiting, being ready and available for the husbands when the husbands come home to give them the support that they need, whether it be the meals or the smile or all the different things that they need to give them the chizuk, you know, for when they're coming home from the yeshiva, that kind of thing. So now, Rav Nosson Zal quotes the chapter in the Kutumar where it says, to be malah the kovoy to its shirish, which is yira. V'zeh naseh al yidei toiras chesed, which is accomplished by sharing your Torah with others, which is called Torah, kind Torah. Al yidei zivugei hanefoshois b'machshovot chila, which is caused by the zivugim, the uniting of souls, which have their place in Hashem's machshova, which is generated by learning Torah the right way. Shaydezeh mamshichim nefoshois habalei tshuva v'hagerin. Rabbeinu Zal there addresses the issue that a ger, when a ger converts, where does he get a neshama from? That the neshama is created by the Torah that you are teaching him. The letters of Torah that are uniting and combining represent souls uniting and giving birth, in a sense, to new souls, which are the souls that the gerim or balei tshuva are going to be using to come close to Hashem. V'nesale kvoido yisporach haydezeh. And Hashem's kovoid gets elevated in a tremendous way by this, when gerim or balei tshuva come close. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likut Imran where this is discussed. V'zeh ikor b'chinas hashmira. This is the main concept of watching over things. Lahaloi sakovoid l'sharoshoi. It involves elevating respect to its proper place. Kemoyakov shoyo shoymer. As in the case of Yaakov Avinu, who the Torah tells us he was a watchman. He watched the sheep of Lavan. Shekol hashoymerim nilmodim imenu, k'moy sham razal, k'muah b'shulchan aruch. All the laws of Shmirah, the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, learn out from Psukim and the Chumash, which speak about how Yaakov Avinu watched Lavan's sheep. V'chol kavonas Yaakov Avinu beis shmirosoi tzayin Lavan, hoye b'shvil ha'olas ha'kovoig l'sharoshoi. What was Yaakov Avinu's intention when he was doing the physical activity of watching love on the sheep? His main intent was to elevate the kavod to its shoresh, al yidei hamshochas nefoshos Yisrael vageirim, by drawing the souls of the Jewish people and by bringing new souls into the world, which would be provided for geirim. Ki be'emes. Now Rav Nosson Zal clarifies this. Ki be'emes bechol hachafetzim v'chol hashirus shel adam yesh bohem bechinas nitzutzei kavod. In all the possessions of a person and in all of the person's wealth is found sparks of kavod, which means sparks of malchus. Those two words, kavod and malchus, are interchangeable. We say v'yovoy melech hakavod. So within every single possession, within this pen that I own, or my glasses, or my car, or my house, or my bank account, all of each one of those things has sparks of kavod in them. Ki hu ashirus hu b'chinas kavod, b'chinas malchus, because wealth is synonymous with kavod. The Gemara says, Rebbe mechabed ashirim, Rebbe Danossi gave kavod to wealthy people, and it's synonymous with malchus. V'ha'osher v'ha'kavod milfanecho. U'bishvil zeh Rebbe mechabed ashirim, ki shom shoresh hu ashirus b'chinas kavod, because the source of wealth is kavod, spiritual kavod. Ukemuvon b'diver Rabbeinu Zal b'mekomis acherim, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in other places, ki hashirus hu shoresh hanefesh, wealth is the source, the root of the soul. B'bechinas ve'elov hu noiseis nafshoy, as we had in last week's parsha, that when you lend money to a poor person and he gives you collateral, make sure to return it to him when you're supposed to, because his nefesh is drawn to that those possessions. Because wealth is associated with kavod, which is the place of the source of our souls. Where do all the Jewish souls come from? From the kisei hakavod. That's what it's called. Rabbi Nizal brings it in a few places in the Kutimran, that the source of our nefoshos is in kavod. Bebechinas besoidom al tovoy nafshi bekoholom al teichat kevoidi. There's a pasuk in Chumash where Yaakov Avinu was mispalel about Shimon and Levi, that when they're going to do terrible things, I don't want my respect mentioned there. I don't want my soul mentioned there. He puts both of those items together, al nefesh and kovoid. Besoidom, within their secrets, my nefesh shouldn't participate, and within their gathering, within their meetings, al teichat kavoidi, my kavod shouldn't be present. K'moish Yekosov calls it Rabbeinu Zal b'mokom acher. V'zeh shenemar b'ashirus shel Yaakov Avinu. And this is why when the Torah talks about the wealth of Yaakov Avinu, it says, u'me'asher lo'avinu oso es kol ha'kavod azeh. That Lavan was said, that from the possessions of our father Lavan, he made all of this kavod. Yaakov Avinu generated all of this kavod. Ki hu ashirus hu b'chinas kavod, because wealth and possessions are synonymous with respect. That's how people usually gain respect or lose respect, by the amount of wealth and possessions they have or lose. Ki hu ashir, right? Ki Yaakov kol hishtad lusoi bebeis lovon beis shmiras tsoinoi hoi b'shvil ha'olas ha'kovid l'sharoshoi. Rav Nosson Zal says, Yaakov Avinu, throughout the time that he was in the house of Lavan, his main focus was on elevating kovoi to its shoresh, meaning lahalois kovoi digdusha mizilusa digilus digalusa, to elevate the holy kovoi from its fallen state, where it's in the low places of golus, by bringing forth the souls of the Jewish people and the souls for converts. Ki al yidei shmiras hatzoin zocho sheyizdavku loishom rochel v'leia. Because we find that as a result of his watching love on sheep, he was zochet to meet and attach himself to Rochel and Leia, sheheim shoyresh nefoshes Yisrael, who are the foundation of all the Jewish souls. Umehem noeldu loy shifte Yisrael, and from them were born to Yaakov Avinu all the Shvatim. Nimtza Shehim Shechshom Beis Lavoi Nefashis Yisrael. So we see that if you want to look a little bit deeper, what was Lavan doing in the what was Yaakov Avinu doing in the house of Lavan? He was producing the Nefashis Yisrael, or he was initiating the production of the Nefashis Yisrael. Gam Himshech Nefashis Geirim, and he was also drawing forth the souls for Geirim. Ki kol ha'avois hayu megayre Geirim, because each one of the avois, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, were involved in converting people. Kamei shekosov Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 228, ukemuva b'medrash, and as is found in Medrash Rabbah. V'kol ze osak Yaakov be'eis shmiroso yest soin lovon. And Yaakov Avinu was involved in all of this while he was watching Lavan's sheep. Look how interestingly the Torah combines these two. These two activities are paralleling each other. Yaakov Avinu is involved in producing the Nefoshos Yisrael and the Nefoshos of Geirim, and he's involved in watching, in Shmirah. His job is he's a watchman for Lavan's sheep. Ki hishtadel lahamshich shalom boilom, because Yaakov Avinu was involved in trying to bring peace into the world. Shaydeze ikra shmira, that's what really brings about protection and proper guarding. Vize bechinas vayovo Yaakov shalom ba'es shuvoi mibeis lavan. This is why when the Torah speaks about Yaakov Avinu heading back home after he finished his mission in the house of Lavan, it says, Vayovo Yaakov Sholem Ir Shechem. Yaakov Avinu returned back home, Sholem, fully whole. Ki Zocho Lahamshich Sholem. Because this means, because we said earlier that Sholem is synonymous with Yira. Ki Ein Machsor Li Reyov. Those that have fear of Hashem are lacking nothing, which means they are Sholem. And we said that Shalom is synonymous with that union of Shlemus. Kizeh Iker Hashmira, because Shalom is the main thing that leads to things being protected and watched. V'hamshochas ha-Shalom ho'ayde aliyas ha-Kovoy. We learned earlier that how do you bring about Shalom? By elevating Kovoy. Aliyde Toiras Chesed, by sharing your Torah with others. Ki Yaakov Avinu hu bi'atzmoy b'chinas ha-Torah. Because Yaakov Avinu himself represents the Torah, Kemuva, as is brought, that these three, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, represent Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasodim. Avraham Avinu was the one who was Gemilat Chasodim, right? Hachnasas Orchim, taking guests into the house and everything. Yitzchak Avinu is Avodah. He was the one who was prepared to be a live sacrifice for Hashem. And Yaakov Avinu is the Torah. He's the one who it says, Yoshev Oyolim, that he lived in the tents of Shem Vaver. You know, 14 years of Torah, wall-to-wall Torah. Ukamei Shekosuv, and as the Pasuk says, Torah Tziv Alonu Moshe, Moirosho Kehilas Yaakov. That the Torah is called Kehilas Yaakov. It's synonymous with Yaakov Avinu. V'alkein Hu Iker Shoresh Nefoshes Yisrael Sheyotzu Mimenu. This is why, of all the three forefathers, Yaakov Avinu is the main one who represents the Shoresh of the Nefoshes Yisrael. Klal Yisrael came more from Yaakov Avinu than from the others. From Avraham Avinu we have Yishmael, it came from them also. From Yitzhak Avinu we have an Esav. But Klal Yisrael as a whole came forth from those 70 children of Yaakov Avinu. 70 children and grandchildren. Because the origin of the Jewish souls is in the Torah, Bechinas Yaakov, which is synonymous with Yaakov Avinu. V'alkein, Yaakov Avinu Shubchinas HaTorah, Hoyeyochoy Lezaveg HaNefoshois Shesharosho Memachshava Tchila. Therefore, because Yaakov Avinu represents the Torah, he was able to unite different souls in Machshava. And this manifested itself below on earth by him physically producing the Nefoshes Yisrael and physically being Mekarav Geirim. And that caused the Kovoy to be elevated to its origin. Ki hamshochas Nefoshes Yisrael ayde Yaakov. Dahainu, ma shehoilid shiftei ko, ze gam kein bechinas bali tshuva, because the concept of Yaakov Avinu bringing forth his twelve sons, which are the Shvotim, is also directly related to the concept of bali tshuva. Because originally their souls were in a certain place as a result of the pigam of Adam Arishon. V'Yaakov Avinu hechzirom el mekoimom v'hemshicham b'gdush elamato. Whereas Yaakov Avinu restored those souls, he made a certain tikkun for them, and he was able to bring them down on earth in holiness. That's also a concept of Bali Tshuva, taking somebody who went off track and putting him on track. This was all taking place while he was watching Lavan's sheep. Because Kovoid, which is synonymous with wealth, was in a state of exile, in a fallen state, while it was in Lavan's hands. Lavan's a Russia. When a Russia has wealth, when a Russia has kovoid, the kovoid is in a very low place. V'shom hoyu kol nefoshes beis Yisrael shiyotzim ibnoisov. And because the wealth was in Lavan's hands, the Jewish souls were in Lavan's hands. You follow this? Which Rab Nosson Zal quoted from Rabbeinu Zal, that wealth and kovoid and souls go together. So if Lavan had wealth, then it means Lavan had kovoid. If Lavan had kovoid, it means the Jewish souls were in his possession. And Yaakov Avinu had to go there to extract it from him, to bring it forth from him. Sheyotzim ibnoisa, these souls which later ended up coming forth from Lavan's daughters. Kishoresh hanefoshois boashirus, because the source of all the souls is in wealth. And Yaakov Avinu was involved in elevating kovoid to its source. And therefore he was zochet to tremendous wealth there while he was by Lavan. Which means he was zochet to kovoid.
When the sons of Lavan said, look at this guy Yaakov Avinu, he ran away from our father, and it's from our father that he produced all of this wealth for himself. That was that Yaakov Avinu had taken everything he had from Lavan. They were implying that it was all really their father's stuff. But we see the Torah testifying that Yaakov Avinu was zochet to great kovoid there. Because Yaakov Avinu was zechet to elevate the kovoid to its origin, because he brought forth the souls of the Jewish people and of converts, which meant that he brought peace, which is the main source of things being watched and protected. Paragraph Gimel. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'chol hashomrim nilmodim miYaakov kanal." We know that the laws that pertain to all kinds of different watchmen, or persons watching for free, or for salary, or lending, are all learned from Yaakov Avinu. V'ikra shmiro hualidei hamshochas hasholim kanal. And the main ability to guard and protect possessions is dependent on peace, as we said earlier. This is why the Gemara tells us that all four different types of watchmen, Shomer Chinam, Shomer Socher, Shoyel, and Socher, are all chayev to swear, even if there's a sofek involved, even if it's not a definite item, but a questionable item, as we'll see in a minute. Mashenkin b'chol hadinim shebatoira shein shum shvua doiraisa al tainas sofek kiim bedalad shomrim levad. Whereas there isn't any other situation in the Torah where you can impose a shvua doiraisa, you can make someone swear based on the full severity of a shvua doiraisa where there's doubt involved. Ki hashvua hi bechinas Torah. Rav Nosson Zal explains the concept of swearing is a concept of the Torah. It represents the Torah. Ki ha-Torah mitne ba'olo u'b'shvua. Because the Torah was given to the Jews in the form of a shvua. We were made to swear that we commit ourselves to it. Ki shvua b'chinas shiva. Because we know, we've mentioned this in the past, that shvua, swearing, is related to the number 7. Bechinas Klolius Hazayin Midois, corresponding to all 7 attributes of Hashem, Chesed through Malchus. Vize Bechinas HaTorah Sheklula Mikol HaMidois. This corresponds to the Torah, which also encompasses all 7 Midois. We've mentioned this in the past, the fact that one way of looking at the Torah is that there's 7 Chumashim. Bereishis, Shmois, Vayikra is 3. Bamidbar is divided into 3 Chumashim, because you have that paragraph in the middle with the 2 upside down nuns. That's considered a Chumash unto itself, and you have the before and the after. So that Bamidbar is 3 Chumashim, plus Dvarim is number 7. You have Bereishis, Shmois, Vayikra is 3. Bamidbar itself is divided into 3, and then you have Dvarim. Vize bechinas shvua benekitas chefetz. This is why the Gemara speaks about swearing while holding a Sefer Torah. Ki hashvua hu bechinas Torah kanal. Because swearing itself represents the Torah. Vize bechinas shvuas haTorah hamuteles al hashemrim. This is the concept of the deoraisa shvua, which is imposed on a watchman. V'tekev shenaseh shomer mutal olav shvuas haTorah. At the moment he commits himself to be willing to watch this item for you, he's already stepping into shoes where if there's any question of any foul play, you can impose upon him. You can say, I want you to swear that you weren't poshea. I want you to swear that you didn't lose it. You know that you didn't do anything intentional to it. Because it's as a result of the fact that the shomer has this thing hanging over his head, he has a shvua hanging over his head, that implies his kesher to Torah. And that's what gives him the ability to watch it properly. Dahainu lahamshich sholom boilam. Which, because we said before, that success in watching something is dependent on shalom, peace. Shaydeze ikra shmira, ki aide hatoiro, aideze yecholin laloi sakovid lisharoshikanal. Because Rabbeinu Zal had explained in that chapter in the Likutei Moran that if you want to be able to elevate kovid to its source, to its origin, which is yira, you need the Torah to be able to do it. Because we said that the greatest kovoi to Hashem is when you're mekar of people. And in order to be mekar of people, you need the Torah. Yofutsu mainoi secha chutza. In order to reach those people who are chutza, outside the Kiddusha, you need the mayonois, the wellsprings, which are the Torah. So the Torah is the thing that gives you the ability to be male, the kovoi, to its shoresh, which is yira, and we said that that's how you bring about shalom. Rabbeinu Zal explains the whole seder in that chapter in Likutei Moran. Vaydeze mamshichin shalom sheze ikar hashmira. Vayidei dine haTorah hamelubosim medalit shemrim. Vayidei shvuas haTorah muteles aleihem. As a result of all the laws that are associated with these watchmen, number one. Plus, in addition, as a result of this sword that's hanging over their heads, this shvua doiraisa, which the second they commit themselves to be watchmen, a light goes on saying shvua doiraisa, which he's got to be ready at a moment at the drop of a hat to swear. That represents the Torah hanging over his head, because when Hashem, the Mishnah in Nida, mashbi'enoisoi tehei tzadik v'altei rosha, that the moment the Jew is born, they make him swear that he's committed to the Torah. That concept, nimtza shehashmira mikusher lahatorah. So we see that the way the Torah describes the responsibilities of a shomer, from the start, he's plugged into the Torah. And that's what gives him the ability to watch it properly. Because it's the Torah that gives you the ability to elevate kavod and to generate shalom. Note, we say about the pasuk, we say in a pasuk about the Torah, derochehu darchei noyam v'chol nesivoseho shalom, that all paths of the Torah are peace. So we see that the Torah is an union of shalom. Shezeh ikra shmira kanal. And that's what gives you the main ability to watch things and protect them. Kigam ikra shmira biatzmo hu bechina sa'olas ha'kovoid. Rav Nosson Zal says, I'll show you now how the actual act of watching something is also a concept of elevating the kovoid. Ki momoin Yisrael yokor moid. Because Jewish money is very precious. Utzrichen l'shoimroi. And we're required to watch it. Because money is synonymous with kavod. We learned in the beginning, Rebbe Mechabed Ashirim. And kavod is the shoresh of nefoshos. All the Jewish souls come from the kisya kavod. They come from kavod, which means that the Jewish souls are tied into Jewish money. When we say that the goyim love Jewish money, it's because they want the nefoshos. Utzrichen l'shoimroi mioid mikol minei hezek. And we're required to watch over the money or possessions in a very big way to protect it from any harm and damage. And when we watch over the Jewish money from being harmed, which means we protect it from the Satan, which is the source of all damages, that's another form of elevating the kovoid. Shemalin nitzutzei hakovoid hameluboshim bashirus lisharoshoi aydei sheshomeroi sa'al pidinei ha-Torah mikol hezek v'nezek sheiz chazek boi ha-sitra achro chas v'sholom v'yivkoim ez b'chines hakovoid chas v'sholom shu b'chines ha-shirus. We said that through the act of a yid watching someone else's possessions, the possessions is money. Money is kovoid, we said. And through the fact that he's watching that money, that it shouldn't be harmed by the sitra achro in any way, taking it away out of the grasp or reach of the sitra achra, that's also a form of being male kovoy to its sherish. And that act of elevating kovoy to its source, that's what protects things from harm. Because by elevating kovoy, we draw shalom, which eliminates all possibilities of harm and damage, just as in the future we learn there's going to be world peace, and then lo yoreu v'lo yashchisu, there won't be any harm or damage.